Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
Joe.
Yes?
Open wide?
Excuse me? Wow. And so it begins.
So I have a trivia question.
Okay.
The average woman does this 62 times a day, and the average man does it about 8 times a day.
I thought we were a clean show.
We are.
Okay, then I'm afraid to ask.
They smile.
What?
Average woman smiles 62 times a day. The average man smiles about 8 times a day.
What are they trying to hide 62 times a day?
Or what are men thinking about the other
8 times?
62 minus 8, which I can't do math, but yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, 50-some.
Yeah. So I have a joke of a hint.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to help me with this one.
Okay.
Okay. A dinner speaker was in such a hurry to get to the hotel that when he arrived and sat down at the head table, he suddenly realized that he had forgotten his false teeth. Turning to the man next to him, he said,
I forgot my teeth.
The man said,
no problem.
With that, he reached into his pocket and pulled out a pair of false teeth.
Try these.
The speaker tried them.
Too loose.
The man then said,
I have another pair. Try these.
The speaker tried them too and responded,
too tight.
The man was not taken back at all. He then said,
I have one more pair. Try them.
The speaker said,
they fit perfectly.
And with that, he ate his meal and gave his address. After dinner, the meeting was over and the speaker went over to thank the man who had helped him.
I want to thank you for coming to my aid. Where is your office? I've been looking for a good dentist.
The man replied,
I'm not a dentist. I'm the local undertaker.
Ew. That was from childrensdentalvillage.net. A nice little child story.
I threw the ew in there because I know everybody out in the market is going, ew.
Yeah. So the theme for today is not undertakers.
We'll smile about that one.
Yeah, uh-huh. But it's about...
teeth.
Teeth? Close. You're close. People that mess with your teeth.
Bullies.
Okay, people you go to after the bullies have messed with your teeth.
Mama.
I'm learning more about you every time we do this show.
Do you mean the dentist?
Yes, I do.
I prefer mama, but anyway.
I know. So I just went to the dentist.
Ooh.
Recently.
And?
I had a cracked tooth. And yeah, it was bad. And I'm very, very afraid of pain. And so they do wonderful things like, hi, Kathleen, how are you today? May I possibly look inside your mouth, please? No. And I said I wouldn't give a plug, but I'm giving a plug.
Okay.
Dr. Amison in the Belden Village area is the nicest man and dentist I've ever met and the nicest staff. And they do. They approach me like they know I'm going to bite them.
Do you know that the dentist is one of the top suicide professions?
No, Brian, don't do it. Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Because people hate you so much?
Because it's not you that they hate, but they hate the profession so much so that you naturally just wrapped right into it.
Wow.
And so they're one of the highest professions of people who commit suicide because they just get so depressed because, like you, many people go in there, they hate pain. They don't like the feel of it. They hate the vulnerable position of being on your back with your feet up in the air and some guy
Joe.
In your mouth.
Joe.
Playing with
Joe.
Your teeth.
Joe. This is a humor show.
But it's funny.
No, it's not.
Did you ever see the Tim Conway skit on that?
Yes, I have, actually.
With the
yes.
needle?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a...
Starting the show with suicide as the
no, it was
subtopic
just a fact.
Is not...
No. It was just a fact.
Okay, so I got some curious... curious
look, don't
words.
Get down in the mouth.
What?
Don't
what
get down in the mouth on
and
that.
And what the heck does that mean?
I don't want to know, I don't think.
Well, read this.
Okay, origin. In all cultures and throughout history, sad persons have had the corners of their mouth turned down in what is recognized symbol of sadness, the frown. Down in the mouth refers to the downturned corners of the mouth.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
So
don't frown.
Yeah, don't frown. Smile.
Yeah, but down in the mouth. Don't be down in the mouth. Sounds a lot better.
Well, they say it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown.
Okay.
That's what they say.
And my face needs more of a workout, apparently.
Yeah, I've been working mine too long in the wrong way, too.
I have a top 10 list.
Awesome, awesome. And we have 19,521, right?
No, and I actually didn't count them. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's 9. There's 9.
Cool.
We have a new source.
Okay.
Top 10. This is from metro.co.uk. So that means it's from the UK, right?
Jolly good, that is.
Yes. Mm. So this is what your dentist says versus what they actually mean.
Okay.
Don't take this personally, Dr. Amison. Dentists rarely say what they really mean, usually because you'd run for the hills if they told you the truth. Here are some of their more common lines and what they really mean. For example, the dentist says, open wide.
Now, what they mean is, open your mouth really wide while somehow keeping your lips relaxed, answering all the questions I'm going to ask you, and not dribble down your chin. Impossible.
The dentist asks, have you been flossing?
Now, what he means is, I know full well that you haven't been flossing, and I'm going to spend the next 5 minutes making you feel guilty about it.
Yeah, does anyone say no? Are you flossing? No.
I don't.
Really? You don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I do a couple teeth here and there. No. Dentist says, this is my favorite.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you a little injection.
Yeah, what he really means is, please don't look at the needle. Realize how long it is and start screaming.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. The last procedure I had to have a crown put on, I said, just no needle. Just I'll just grin and bear it. That was a mistake.
Ow.
I do. I hate the needle more than I hate anything else. The needle and the sound.
Well, they numb it now, don't they? They numb it before they inject it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that helps. Dentist says, I'm just going to clean your teeth.
Now, what he means is, I'm going to scrape a sharp metal hook along your gum line because apparently dentistry hasn't evolved in the last 100 years. True.
Oh, the dentist says, your area will be completely numb.
Now, what he really means is, we only have a half an hour for this appointment, so the likelihood is that the numbness won't fully kick in until you are on the bus on your way home.
The last time, I was numb, I took the day off because I was numb half the day. The dentist says, the nurse will hold your hand if you want.
What he means is, the nurse will hold you down in a chair if you look like you're becoming a flight risk. Strap, please.
The dentist says, I'm just going to take another look at this too.
Now, what he really means is, I'm going to jab it with this torture implement that I'm currently trying to hide from you.
Dentist says, don't swallow.
Now, what he really means is, I just dropped something in your mouth. Seriously, don't swallow.
I asked my dentist if anybody had ever, they're putting this cap on me, this crown, and it's little. And I said, has anybody ever swallowed one of these? And I won't tell you the story because it's not appropriate for radio. But yes, the man, not only a tooth, but a whole bridge, and didn't realize he had swallowed it. And then decided he needed to retrieve it. End of story. Well, the end of the story is actually he retrieved it and he brought it back to the dentist in a peanut butter jar.
Come on,
look
ice
at that
cream.
Face, Dave's face right now. Yeah. We're going to pause for a small break.
That's when you eat hot peppers and then put the ice cream in. Come on, ice cream.
Dentist says, you did very well.
Now, what he means is, you were a terrible, wiggly, nervous patient. But hopefully, if I assume that you've done well, or sure that you've done well, you'll gradually lose your fear of a dentist.
And finally, the best thing a dentist says, do you want some free toothpaste?
What he really means, see, I really am a nice person. Please don't hate me.
Yeah, toothpaste is going to do that. No problem.
Yeah. Here's a free toothbrush and toothpaste. What he's really saying is, will you finally use it?
Yeah. Oh, dumb criminals. I did find a dumb criminals about teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. This is called This Will Only Hurt a Lot.
Okay. Now, nobody enjoys going to the dentist. Well, not nobody. I'm sure there's a few. Anyways, when you're a kid, it feels like your mouth is being pried open by garden tools. When you're an adult, you're forced to make conversations while your mouth is being pried open by garden tools.
At least your dentist hopefully knows what he's doing, unlike this one. According to HuffPost, a man... That's Huffington Post, folks. A man was convicted of using paper clips instead of the usual stainless steel posts when treating root canals. Ouch.
Ooh. Now, he was sentenced to a year in jail, having already been fined for assault, battery, defraud, illegal prescriptions, and witness intimidation. Not exactly the kind of man you want sticking his fingers down your throat. Then again, who is?
Oh.
You have to question the mentality of somebody saying, well, I really like him. He's my dentist. No. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, some fast facts. There were so many facts about teeth and dentists, so I cut it down to just a few.
Cool.
Yeah. this is from Oviedo Premier Dental. Oviedo Premier Dental.com. It probably is a dental practice, I would think.
That was easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Tooth in animals is the hardest substance in the human body. However, we do not recommend that you use your pearly whites to open bottles.
Right. Teeth and fingernails are not tools. The plaque found on your teeth is home to more than 300 different species of bacteria. Listerine, anyone?
Yummy. Mm-hmm. The average person spends about 48 seconds per day brushing their teeth, but dentists recommend at least 2 or 3 minutes.
I have one of those electric toothbrushes, and it vibrates after 2 minutes. Actually, it vibrates, I think, in 4 intervals so that you switch the area of your mouth. So that's been helpful.
Yeah, we wouldn't mention any brand names. But
no, we wouldn't.
But the old S1, SC1, that's what we have, and it's like 30 seconds per section.
Yeah, it works very well.
Yeah.
Six is the magic number.
Oh.
The magic number of feet away from your toilet you should store your toothbrush in order to avoid airborne particles from toilet flushing making their way to your bristles. Ugh.
In 1994, a West Virginian prison inmate braided dental floss into a rope, scaled the wall, and escaped. No.
Dental floss is strong stuff.
My day job, sometimes I end up going into prisons to do work. And I always say the scary sound is when that door closes behind you. Mm. And the sweetest sound is when that door closes behind you and you're on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Some of the guards were showing me this one area had a separation between where the TV is and where the inmates were, so they couldn't they broke the remote control because they're inmates, so they took that away from them. So one of the inmates took toilet paper and toothpaste and dental floss and made a stick so they can poke the TV and change the channel.
Wow.
This man said that these people would use the skills that they have to do things illegally, they would be rich people.
I bet. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Huh. All because of teeth.
We have a rant.
Ooh.
This is from Top Tens.
Tens. With a Z.
TOPTNZ.net.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a rant, but it's kind of interesting stuff.
Well, let us move on. Professional fighters, newborn babies, and the supporting cast of Deliverance aside, pretty much everyone has a mouthful of teeth. We used our ivories on the daily basis, smashing up food, smiling at friends, but we often take 32 teeth for granted. And that's just too bad. As it turns out, the human teeth is incredibly strange and is surrounded by weird and wild facts like...
There are quite a few actors out there who lose or gain a few pounds for a role, but that's nothing compared to the stars who attack their teeth. For the 1999 classic Fight Club, Brad Pitt knew he needed to radically alter his appearance to play anarchist Tyler Durden. After all, if you start up an underground boxing club, you probably won't end up with a movie star smile. Pitt paid a dentist to chip away at his chompers, giving Durden a much edgier look. Wow.
Yeah.
Here are some more tooth oddities.
The Norwegian tooth bank. Now, there are all kinds of bizarre biological banks, from sperm banks to blood banks to banks full of eyeballs. Now in Norway, scientists are busy working on the even stranger special facility just for storing milk teeth.
Wow.
We're looking for donations. Would you like to donate?
Yeah, they have a special relationship with the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
She's now getting commission.
Yeah.
Also known as deciduous. I was going to say, now what are milk teeth? By the way, I have an answer for that. Also known as deciduous teeth, milk teeth are the extras we lose as children. And researchers from the Norwegian Mother and Child Cohort Study, MOBA, hope parents will donate these little incisors and bicuspids to their ever-growing tooth bank. Scientists are currently working with 100,000 children in the hopes of building the largest tooth bank in the world.
That's because we mobile want your teeth. Sorry. But why would anyone want milk teeth in the first place?
Well, there's our rant.
Yeah. It turns out that those temporary teeth are excellent indicators of what pollutants are in the environment. By studying them, along with blood and urine samples from the patients, mobile researchers have learned how environmentally contaminants.
Four syllables, Joe. Contaminants.
Got it. Effect of mother and child's health. As of 2013, the bank had 17,000 teeth, all kept in envelopes and locked away in the University of Bergen, where the tooth fairy can ever find them.
Moving on.
Yow.
Teeth tattoos. They might sound like something out of a sci-fi novel, but teeth tattoos are actually quite popular these days. Apply to a cap or crown, these images are permanent and come in all shapes and sizes, from pictures of George Washington to sailboats to phrases like, bite me.
No, wait a minute. You know, bite me on your teeth?
Yeah, I, you know.
Yeah.
Anyone that would get a tooth tattoo probably is not all that logical.
Ooh, be careful there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Have to buy a case.
No, I have tattoos, but, you know, tooth tattoos?
Yeah, no.
Well, why not?
Half the stuff people are putting on their body nowadays, why not?
Right.
All right. The fake braces of Asia. In the West, most people think of braces as geeky, ugly, and kind of uncomfortable. But beauty is relative, and in the Asian cultures like Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia, braces are considered super cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Do-it-yourself kits are extremely popular, despite the fact they're against the law in Thailand. In 2012, two teenagers developed deadly infections thanks to fashion braces. Authorities were also worried about the amount of lead found in the wires and were concerned kids might choke on loose pieces. Wanting to further prevent any more deaths, the Thai government outlawed the practice, threatening to punish producers with up to 6 months behind bars. But that only gave rise to a thriving black market for braces.
John Lennon's tooth. Huh? Michael Zirk isn't your average dentist. This Canadian was filled plenty of captivities, but when he isn't pulling teeth, Zirk is a busy working on the odd experiment that involves John Lennon's teeth. How did the dentist from Alberta get his hands on one of John Lennon's pearly whites? In the 1960s, John gave his rotten molar to his housekeeper, a woman named Dot Jarlett. He thought it would be a nice gift for her Beatlemaniac daughter, and the tooth stayed in the Jarrett family until 2011, when they sold it for over $30,000.
Wow.
Wow. For a tooth.
For a tooth. But it was a Beatles tooth.
It's a tooth.
The buyer was Michael Zuck. And he had some very weird plans. It's bad enough that they bought the tooth. Now listen to this one. He's used the tooth to draw attention to mouth cancer and even let his sister use a fragment for her sculpture of Lennon's head. However, his ultimate goal is to clone the rock star. Zook has allegedly teamed up
science.
With a group of scientists. Anyway, scientists have begun sequencing Lennon's DNA. If all goes according to plan, the singer will make his big comeback in 2014. Only this time, Zook will make sure Lennon stays away from drugs and cigarettes. So we will have a fifth Beatle.
Yay.
Believe it when I sees it.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold on. You know, Elvis, Elvis is in the building.
No, only Elvis's dentures.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody will try to clone him too, you know. Yeah, what do we, anyway, the boy with 232 teeth.
Wow.
Askin Gavia was a 17-year-old Indian boy in a lot of pain. The right side of his jaw was swelling up like a balloon, and the local doctor didn't know what to do. Worried the culprit has cancer, his parents took the boy to the team of specialists in Mumbai. Once they started poking around inside of his mouth, the doctors made an incredible discovery.
Ashik was suffering from a complex composite odontoma, a benign tumor. Oh, an odontoma, that makes sense. A benign tumor was growing on the teacher's jaw and essentially turned Ashik's gums into a tooth factory. Over a seven-hour operation, doctors removed 232 pearl-like teeth from the boy's mouth. The four surgeons even discovered a marble-like brick and were forced to use a hammer and chisel to break it apart.
Ow!
Wow.
And those are now in the pearly white mini milk white tooth factory?
I guess, yeah.
The man with a tooth in his nose.
It gets better, folks.
Nosebleeds are pretty common. In fact, 3 out of 5 people suffer from epistaxis before they die. Epistaxis. Wow.
I'll get a call later with how to pronounce all this stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah. He pronounced it wrong.
Meet Joe.
Yeah. And Joe will say, never mind. Yeah. But if you're experiencing nosebleeds once or twice a month, then there might be a problem. A 22-year-old man was getting tired of constantly having to shove cotton balls up his nose. Everything I get goes up his nose. And after having multiple nosebleeds over 3 years, he finally went to see the doctor. Now, what the physician found was kind of horrifying.
There was a tooth growing in the man's left nostril. It was about 1 centimeter long and had erupted through the floor of his nasal cavity. Sir, I'm just like tightening up and tensing up just thinking about this. Surgeons were able to remove the tooth without any problems. But why was it there in the first place?
Dun, dun, dun!
Well, about 0.15% to 3.9% of people in the world actually have spare teeth. Known as mesiodents, these extra chompers turn around and grow the wrong way, occasionally popping up inside the nose.
Ew.
Can't you just picture our audience?
Yeah.
Half of them have their fingers up their nose right now.
Yeah.
Checking for
sir, tooth up there. Of course, the other half looking for gold.
Yow. I mean, 3.9? That's... Of course, it's a big spread between 0.15 and 3.9.
Yeah, but still, just
even one person with that, yeah.
The human body's amazing, but sometimes it becomes weird on us.
Yeah.
What are you just doing? Yeah. Kathleen was like working with her mouth going back and forth.
I have this feeling I need to blow my nose.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's not white, you're safe. A top 10 list.
Yay!
Now, this is from davesite.com.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's a different, it's a new site, too, and this is the top 10 stupidest lists.
Stupidest.
Yes.
I like that right.
Stupidest.
Y'all are just the stupidest person I've ever seen.
Of course, true to form, there's 6 things on this list.
Absolutely 10. I love it. 6.
Things to do while having your teeth cleaned.
Number 6, kindly inform your dentist that he or she has a piece of food stuck in her mouth. True.
5, ask if your dentist will give you a discount on taco-flavored dental floss. I think bacon. Do they make bacon-flavored dental floss?
Because
we could get the male population and part of the female
everything
population.
Everything goes good with bacon.
Everything goes good with bacon. Let's work on that.
Yes.
We could be rich.
Well, not now. We've already spoken, and somebody has already beat us
to
the punchline.
I know. He's already in the laboratory.
You know, patenting it. Number 4. Of course, my son's a patent attorney now, so therefore...
Oh, really? Call him quickly.
4. Tell your dentist that your pet monkey received a dental hygiene scholarship.
That's just not nice.
You would say that when he's in your mouth?
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go, right along the lines of taco and... bacon flavored.
Okay.
Ask for beer flavored toothpaste.
Now, would
we made Joe speechless.
Well, I was just thinking, is that going to be light beer or a micro brew beer? You know,
Guinness with, between your teeth.
Oh, Guinness.
Mm.
For those of us that like Guinness, yay. For the other half of the population, like, never.
Okay, number two is like my favorite.
Suck on his fingers while they're in your mouth.
Ow. Weird.
Not going to comment.
And the number one stupidest thing to do while having your teeth cleaned.
I like this. Practice your ventriloquist act.
Where's that voice coming from? Especially if you could throw your voice. That'd be funny. Have it coming out of the drill.
There was a ventriloquist who had to, he did all the presidents.
Mm-hmm.
He always, when a new president come in, they would do concerts. He was sitting down there, and it happened to be a certain Mr. Clinton, and he was with the Secret Service agents, and all of a sudden, he did his ventriloquist act, and he said, send another one up for Bill.
Oh!
He got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah!
You think so?
Yeah.
The funniest ventriloquist thing that I ever saw, you know Jeff Dunham.
Oh, I love Jeff.
Do we all know Jeff Dunham? Jeff Dunham has Peanut.
Yes.
And Walter and Ahmed,
yeah,
the dead terrorist.
And
he did a show in the Middle East.
I know.
Yeah.
But he couldn't say dead terrorist.
No, he couldn't. No. And he couldn't. I don't think he could bring out the puppet either, could he?
He brought him out as a French.
Yes. He put a beret on him.
Yes. Yes. I am not Ahmed the terrorist. I cannot do that.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Yes.
Try any of those. We have some jokes.
Okay.
From dentalaffairs.com.
Oh, these are dentist jokes.
Mm. Well, it's the dental joke show right now.
Oh, that's right.
A particularly voluptuous lady entered the dentist's surgery in an obvious state of agitation. The dentist tried to calm her down, assuring her that he would do nothing to hurt her. She sat down in the chair and started fidgeting nervously as the dentist began sterilizing all the required equipment. When he asked her to open her mouth, she screamed.
So he tried to calm her down again, even though he was losing patience. Almost immediately, the lady threw a hysterical fit. Then realizing that the dentist had begun glaring at her, she said,
"Oh, doctor, I'm so nervous. I hate dentists. Why, I think I'd rather have a baby than a tooth drilled," replied the dentist.
"Well, miss, better make up your mind so fast that I can accordingly adjust the chair."
We're just going to move on from that because I can't get that visual out of my head now.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, rumination time.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, though?
What?
I got some bad one-liners.
Okay.
Also from Dental Affairs.
Okay.
Did you hear about the dentist who planted a garden?
No.
A month later, he was picking his teeth. What does the dentist of the year get?
A little black.
What does the dentist do on a roller coaster?
He braces himself.
What was the dentist doing in Panama?
Looking for the root canal.
Oh, goodness. Now it's time for ruminations. From ruminate.com.
Let us ruminate
right on out. My dentist asked me if I had a problem with my gums bleeding. You'd have to be really laid back not to have a problem with something like that, said Anthony Myers.
I'll bet that when a cannibal is done eating, he asks his friends, "Do I have anyone in my teeth?"
Oh!
Jill Gallagher.
Jill Gallagher, that new. It's the little things that make life truly worth living. For example, starting and ending the day with the same number of teeth. Mark Sabian. Mark, you need to be nicer to people.
Yeah, he's been hanging out in too many biker bars. I had this weird dream last night. After a huge meal, I was brushing my teeth with a chicken leg. Upon waking up, I realized I had used my dog's toothpaste by mistake. Oh, Jill McClure, you're gross. Yow!
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, this has been a mouth-opening show.
We're just abridged by what you've just said.
And that is all we have for today. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we're...
only going to hurt a little bit.
No, together we're...
Kat
Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.